Hi, Bible Clubbers. Welcome and come right in to the Children's Bible Club Clubhouse. The Bible says in Psalms, "This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." So, no cloudy faces, no pouty, pooched out lips, no frowny fronts for Bible Clubbers. With a smile on our faces and a light in our eyes, let's thank the Lord for how good He has been to us and join in with the choir as they begin our program today. I'm sure the Lord will be glad for you to sing along. Thank you, choir. Say, what did you have for breakfast this morning? I hope you did eat breakfast. Some kids are in such a hurry they say they don't want breakfast, or that they don't have time for breakfast. But breakfast is a very important meal in the day. Eat something solid to put some muscle and endurance in your day. Bread is always good. Whole grain bread or muffins will help you be strong. The Bible recommends that we eat good bread. Psalm 104 speaks of bread which strengtheneth man's heart. Yes, good bread will make your heart strong. So eat your cinnamon toast and banana bread and the whole grain sandwich and stay healthy. But while you're enjoying all that, remember there's another kind of bread, an even more important kind. Jesus said that He is the living bread that came down from heaven. If any man eats of this bread, he shall live forever. Physical bread strengthens your physical life. And the Lord Jesus Christ gives us spiritual life when we partake of that spiritual bread. That is, when we receive Christ as our only Savior from sin, He imparts to us spiritual life, eternal life. And we shall never perish. I hope when you see a loaf of bread in your kitchen, you'll remember the true bread of life, the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will draw near to Him. James 4:8 says, "Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you." You know, it's wonderful to be close to someone who loves you, isn't it? Your mother or father or grandma? Well, God surely loves you and wants you to be close to Him. So draw near to Him today through His word and prayer. And now, here's the choir again before story time.
Just one step at a time.
Today's story takes us back to Bethel. When Jacob parted from Esau, he went to Shechem and built an altar and settled there. But the people of Shechem were not godly people, and sad to say, Jacob's family was not godly either. They brought along their idols from Haran, and their hearts were far from the true God. Jacob's older sons did great evil, and Jacob couldn't control them or make them do right. Time passed, and Jacob seemed to have forgotten the promise he had made 20 years before. God had given him plenty of time to make things right, and at last called from heaven, "Jacob, pack up your family and belongings and go back to Bethel. Dwell there. Build an altar to the true God who appeared to you when you were fleeing from Esau in danger for your life." Then Jacob remembered the dream of the beautiful ladder to heaven with angels going up and down. He remembered the Lord standing at the top, promising to give him that huge land and to protect Jacob and supply all his needs. Jacob also remembered his promise to God that he would give 1/10 of all his goods to God, and that the pillar he had set up would be his place of worship. Well, God certainly had kept his promise. When, oh, when would Jacob keep his? It was high time Jacob took care of business. Jacob called his family and all his servants together and made an announcement, or rather gave a command. "Get rid of all your idols and false gods. Take a good scrub bath, put on clean clothes. We're going to Bethel and build an altar to God. He's the God who protected me when I was in great distress and danger from Esau. He is the one who helped and blessed me in Haran. He is the only true God, and we must worship him." Well, everyone got busy. They scrambled and searched through their tents and sacks. They gathered up all their false gods and old ugly idols and earrings and everything that was part of their false religion and brought them all to Jacob. Jacob promptly dug a huge hole and buried all of the ungodly stuff under an oak tree. He and his people left it all behind as they began their journey. And that's how it should be with us when we come to Christ. We should put all our sin behind us and serve the Lord. Paul said, "If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." And as they traveled, God put a special fear over their enemies so that no one fought or chased them when they traveled through their land. At last, the huge caravan arrived at Bethel. Memories must have flooded over Jacob as he viewed the place God had met with him that night so long before. Jacob built an altar in the same place as before, and God in his mercy met with Jacob once again and renewed his promise of blessing, of making of Jacob a great nation, of bringing kings from his descendants, and of giving him that land he had promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and their children forever. Now, with an humble heart, Jacob set up a stone pillar, poured out a drink offering and oil on it, and worshipped God. As they left Bethel and journeyed on, something very sad happened. It was time for Rachel's new baby to be born, but she got very sick. She was afraid both she and the baby would die, but her nurse comforted her and told her that the baby would be all right. And the baby was fine, but Rachel was too weak to survive. As she was dying, she named the baby Benoni, which means "son of my sorrow." But Jacob named him Benjamin, which means "son of my right hand." So there was great joy that a new life was brought into the family, but there was great sorrow that Jacob's dear Rachel died. He buried her near Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. You know, There was another precious baby born there many, many years later. Yes, our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to take away our sins, was born in Bethlehem. God did bring earthly kings from Jacob's line, as he promised, but the most important king was none other than God's only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is not just a king, he is the King of Kings. He was the true Son of Sorrow, as he bore our sins and paid for them on Calvary. But he also is the Son at God's right hand. He will rule this world someday in justice and righteousness. Then every knee will have to bow to him. But how much better it is if we bow our hearts now and repent of our sins and trust him alone to save us. Then we'll be ready to meet him whenever he comes. Search your heart. Like Jacob, put away the gods of this world and receive Jesus Christ as Savior and King of your life. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. And now, God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.